damn son
Wait,
of
one,
bitches.
One toe be better than one foot.
Oh my god, Eric. Can we just start this fucking show?
All of him is in the grave except for one toe.
Oh my god. Can we start this fucking show already?
Hey, man, you're the showrunner, you sec. We've been waiting on you.
Welcome, everybody, to RP Showrunners. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug.
Vegetable rice and peas.
Yeah. The Mug's in the house. Actually, he's in my house. How weird is that? Mug is in my house.
I'm in your dungeon.
Yeah, that's true. He's in the dungeon.
I'm ready to be in the dungeon.
What?
The Fudgeon is the name of the extra dungeon in the most of the later ports of Dragon Quest.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's in the dungeon. Mug, Mug, what were you going to say? Bug? I like that better.
I said, technically, I'm underneath your house. I have to wait until – I'm in your dungeon, so I have to wait for Dungeon Buster to come get me out.
There you go. Hey! Way to get Dungeon Buster involved there. I like that, Mug. You're on point.
Well, hold on. Let me see. What I've learned is...
Yes.
Moria's living in Frank's dungeon.
Yes.
And Frank's jaw hurts.
Oh, get out of here, you son of a bitch. Oh, my God. You're exiled. Let's get to the news, goddammit. Who wants to fucking start this week? I don't even know what I'm doing.
I'll start.
All right, Mug. Jesus.
Coming to us live from Gematsu. Toho Komuto 5 Burst Battle launches July 4th in North America, June 30th in Europe. And, of course, the first line is almost exactly the same as the headline. PlayStation version of the game will also support PlayStation VR. And there's a lengthy overview. It's the bullet head battle game that takes place in the Toho universe. So if you like Toho games, this is for you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Are we sure Mug isn't in the grave? Because he sounds like...
I know. The audio is, for whatever reason, on that mic, not the hottest. But we'll make do, guys. We'll make do. You know, this is like guerrilla radio, man. I feel like playing, I feel like playing Rage Against the Machine's, guerrilla radio now. So,
Frank wants to know if Moria had to put the lotion on the skin.
I have. Well, Frank has given me his hopes. I will say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, geez, dude. I mean, you didn't have to tell everybody I'd make you shower outside, like, you know, on the lawn. Like, really?
That is not what I was getting at.
Oh, never mind. All right. Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gematsu. Persona 5 worldwide shipments top 1.5 million. Yay.
I hate it when they use shipments, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say most of these are permanent sales.
I think they probably use shipments to appease their stockholders.
Yeah.
This is our shipment. This is how many we shipped out. Yay, us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not sell-through numbers, which they almost never give out.
Yeah, what?
Unless it's like some runaway success, then they're like, "Oh, we've sold this many copies."
Yeah, you're exactly right. If they sold a lot of copies, they'd be telling us to the number. Like, we sold 12,567 copies.
Well, we've known this shit for years, though, guys. Right? Like, we've known this stuff. Like, this is not. It really isn't news. To ship something is one thing, but sales are another.
At least. We could skip the Nier Automata article while we're on the subject and just say that their digital and shipments equal a million. So I'm going to assume.
Yeah, we'll skip that one too, man.
Or one in the same.
I think that sounds like those are the numbers they wanted, though. Yeah. If they're touting it, it sounds like the game did well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's good.
No, that is good. Like, just bringing it up means they maybe make a profit or hope to make well above their profit. So that's what it's all about.
And if you people liked it, you people start rallying for sequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which, the Nintendo Switch is apparently made for like $257. So they're making like a little bit of profit for each console sold.
Has
Nintendo has always made profit off of their consoles.
Yeah. There's no question about that.
That is why that company is still around. Had they taken, for instance, like Sega?
No.
I think they took a brief loss on the 3DS.
Yeah. It was like they kind of. The predictions were there would be a dip before it would ramp up, and I think for one quarter they lost on. I think Eric is right. It was either the 3DS or the Wii. Was it the Wii that was pretty close?
I don't think so. The Wii was kind of a runaway success from the get go.
Yeah, there was.
As soon as they took it to the first nursing home, that thing took off.
The first nursing home. Yeah, the first suburban, middle-aged home, they took it.
You guys want to go bowling? Why? We got a Wii. Let's bowl
right here. Freak 5 is exiled, so there we go.
So let's see what he said.
Let's move on.
Let's go. Eric, next story, please.
Oh, next wow. Freak says, fun fact, Mug is actually a hamster, and the dungeon is what Frank calls his rectum.
Oh, my God. Breakman, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Anyways, this is from Gamatsu, and Carol Blaster of PS4 launches April 11th, so in a couple days.
There you go. There's your news. So by the time you're hearing this, unless you're in chat, which is...
I already got on PC, but I might... buy it again if it's on sale at some point.
Join the chat, 7 o'clock.
That way I can play on the couch. I'm kind of holding out for a Switch version, though, because that probably will happen.
Yeah. Chat room, 7 Eastern, Wicked Radio Network, on the sometimes functioning IRC client that's on the website. So there you go. Carol Blaster. All right, next story, I'll do it. Comes to us from Gamatsu.
Well, if it's the Nero, you can skip it.
What's that?
If it was the Nier one, you could skip it. Cause
oh, yeah, Nier. We'll skip that one. I forgot. I didn't get that out of my links. We'll go to the next one, also from Gamatsu. Eterno Blade 2, now a PS4, Xbox One, and Switch title. Previously announced for 3DS and PS Vita, now a PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch title, developer Chorus Cell Technology announced. In an email update, Corselli said that the team of artists working on Eterno Blade 2 resigned a month ago, so the game had to be reworked for a new art direction in order to make it a, quote, quality game for our fans. Corselli plans to launch an Indiegogo campaign to fund the game's development. So if you're interested in Eterno Blade 2, then you're going to want to check that out.
The first one wasn't special, but it wasn't really bad either. It was just kind of... there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great review.
That was definitely a game.
Yep. It's a game. Freak 5 is exiled once again. He's,
he's batting 1,000.
He is today, man. All right. Breakman, next one, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Star Ocean and Valkyrie Profile producer Yoshinori Yamagishi joins Monobit as VR division head.
Oh, man. I love it.
I thought we were just reading the headlines, right? So that's
it. Yeah, that's there you go. I just marvel at
it. Oh, yeah, he left Square Enix, by the way.
Wow.
Shit. Yeah, that's the first sentence. Following his leave from Squinix. Okay.
That's pretty big. So
he has joined Monobit as that.
But then I found this, so now I know where he went.
Yeah.
He's joined Monobit as the head of the virtual reality games division.
Oh, that's interesting. That might be new territory for him to take his talents. So let's see what comes of it.
He wants to produce Japan's first virtual reality massive multiplayer online RPG. So he wants to create Sword Art, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Freak 5 says, Break, you haven't changed your handle. So... get to it. Change your handle, Breakman. That's like your.
Reading the news. I was reading.
I know, God. Man.
Sex wants bugs.
Don't kill the messenger, Brake. I'm just telling you what Freak 5 said, man. Just telling you. Ease Origin Limited Run Physical Edition announced. This comes to us from Gamatsu. It's partnering with Dotemu to release a physical version of Ease Origin for PS4 and PS Vita in both Standard and Collector's Edition. There must be a lot of money in the Collector's Editions. Because that, like, almost every company, if they don't have some sort of Collector's Edition, you don't
This is a company that produces exactly what they said, limited run prints. Yeah. So those will sell out immediately.
Yeah.
Good luck getting one.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing pins are extremely cheap to make.
Yeah, probably. There's also a limited edition, like a physical version of Hyper Light Drifter for PS4. But it's not done by limited run games. I keep seeing ads for it pop up on Facebook.
Yeah, Freak 5's got a vendetta against me. He says he got exiled on Twitter earlier this week, which we'll get to. We'll get to Freak 5, son of a bitch. All right, next story. Let's go with Mug.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu, Cave Story Plus, coming to Switch in June, launching physically and digitally for $29.99. The Switch version of Cave Story offers high-definition graphics, which I think they mean they, like, when they retouch the graphics for, like, I think the Wii release, then, because the judging by
the PC release, because that came after the Wii.
No, either way. But it doesn't look like there's, you know, these aren't like HD graphics. They're just like the nicer ones, not the super low-res ones. It looks like it runs at like 640 by 480. 7 gameplay modes, Wing Fortress, Boss Rush, etc. More than 20 boss battles, 15 levels, 10 unique weapons, and 4 unique endings.
Yeah, they're apparently adding more story content to the game.
That's cool.
Yeah. I miss this game, so this would be a game that I could see myself buying on the Switch, Cave Story. I heard pretty neat things about it.
It'll be better than Story 3D, at least, because that was a $40 game, and while it was a decent effort, the biggest problem I had with it is it was just too dark.
Yeah.
There's not enough brightness in the game.
That sucks. Actually.
Wait.
You can't see what you're actually doing.
I don't know how I feel right now. Like, I'm reading chat, and Breakman says there's a party in his pants. These are his words, not mine. I'm just saying.
And I don't know what's going on. Before Frank asks,
what?
You were not invited, Frank.
What? I'm just reading chat. You guys know I read chat. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I said next. You didn't read everything.
Oh, my God.
Frank asks, y'all not invited.
What?
And Freak said, that is a party. I would ask RSVP, no.
I have no recollection of the latter. I don't know what you guys are talking about. All I read was party and
would you like a screenshot?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I just read. Yeah, send
me. He will print out a copy and run it upstairs to your ass.
And, no, the fucking
not to his ass. I hope I never see Frank's ass.
I hope that's the case too, man. All right, Cave Story, everybody. I'm interested in getting it on the Switch if I can ever afford a Switch. So, all right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Senran Kagura Peach Beast Blast coming to West this summer, and there's no real date, but that's all I really have to say.
Yeah, Senran Kagura.
This is the Splatoon clone version of Senran Kagura.
Yeah, I got you.
Use water guns.
Any interest, Mug?
I don't know that it's a game I'll go out of my way to get, but it looks decent. I mean, like, it looks like it actually would play pretty decently.
Yeah. I haven't seen much on it, so but it sounds like an interesting thing.
I mean, it's like it knows exactly what it is, and it's perfectly okay with that.
Yeah.
So. And when I got the press release for it, if you wanted to make a review request, it was for the PS4 version only, which was odd. But
wow, whatever. Weird, huh? Weird. Are you? Did you get a code or no?
Eric. No, it's not coming out until summer. So, but you can fill out a request form.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, hopefully you'll get a chance to preview that game and let everybody know how it is.
Yeah, good luck, because Senran Kagura is kind of a crapshoot. If it's a console version of a game, it's probably unlikely. If it's a PC version, it's probably more likely.
Yeah.
Because I got Estival Versus here for the PC.
Well, that's cool.
I still need to play through that.
Yeah. All right, let's go with Breakman next.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Project X Zone co-producer Koji Ishitani leaves Monolith Soft.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There's the story. I didn't know much. I don't know much about this guy, Eric or Mug. Do you guys know anything about Koji Ishitani other than he's the producer?
The name is kind of familiar, but I don't know.
He worked on Baiten Kaitos.
Oh, Baiten Kaitos. I remember Baiten Kaitos. That was a game. Wasn't that a GameCube game?
And Super Robot Taizen OG Saga Endless Frontier and Endless Frontier Exceed.
Oh, I got you.
He also worked on Xena Saga, the first episode.
Ooh.
Ugh.
I like Xena Saga. You don't.
We know, Frank. You're weird.
Xena Saga was a very dull game.
Oh, yes. Knock it off. It was fine.
It was boring as hell.
It was boring. Two didn't make sense, but three was good. God.
You guys,
and then it was over.
Let's put it this way. I could handle the massive, exposition dump at the end of Metal Gear Solid 2 without batting an eye. The 25-minute cutscene option to save, followed by another 15-minute cutscene, was too fucking much for me in the original Saga. I was like, fuck this game.
Yeah, that's
the only character that wasn't terrible was the robot. Everybody else in the game was absolutely annoying.
Ziggurat wasn't a robot, he was a cyborg.
I'm talking about Kronos. Cosmos.
I don't know.
Cosmos wasn't a robot either.
Jesus.
Close enough.
I thought you said Chaos. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Cosmos, yeah, she's a robot.
There's no question.
It's the soul of a person inside of a robot.
I don't know. I found it engaging. Yeah. It was all right to me. It's kind of the pace that I like. A little, slower pace, I guess. That's maybe...
Someone who loved Xenogears, I fucking hated Xenosaga.
I love
Xenogears too. Yeah, Xenogears was a fantastic game.
Xenogears was.
Time Soldiers is terrible. It's a bad roguelike that's done in the Stalker universe. I would have much preferred it play like in Land Stalker or Lady Stalker.
Yeah.
Or Alundra, which was a good
Dungeon
game.
Busters.
You should play Alundra.
Let's see. Freak 5 says I also like DQ8. Why should it be surprising that I like Xenosaga? Damn it! Exiled! Son of a bitch.
This is true. Frank does like some really, really bad games.
Oh, Jesus, shut up.
Well, in your defense, Dungeon Buster actually kind of liked Xenosaga as well.
Yeah, so
he said it wasn't bad, which I replied to, no, it wasn't. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was engaging. It wasn't... I mean, those characters were wacky, but...
It was a put-you-to-sleep kind of game.
Oh, get out of here.
I would say that actually doesn't think that... Infinite Undiscovery is a bad game. So there you go.
Well, how about Frank was a fan of Beyond the Beyond?
Oh, get out of here, you son of a bitch.
I have a very teeny amount of respect for that game, because if it wasn't for that game, we wouldn't have had Golden Sun.
Yeah,
and Golden Sun was good.
Your insult didn't work so well there, did it, Mug? Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought, man.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Something? I wasn't.
You son of a bitch. He's selective hearing now. All right, let's move on to the next story. Who didn't go? Mug? Mug, next story. Oh, you
Mega
just
Man Soccer is an RPG? I didn't know that.
Was there a Mega Man RPG? I was like, yes, it's called Mega Man Soccer, which is just not even remotely true. There is Mega Man Soccer, and it's awful. It doesn't even have good music.
Mega Man Command Mission.
Has anybody played Rock Board?
No. All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. I may have skipped a story, but I don't think so. Xbox One, Project Scorpio specs revealed. They revealed the specs for the hardware, compared to Xbox One and PS4 Pro, Project Scorpio is 8 custom x86 cores clocked at 2.3 gigahertz. Xbox One has 8 custom Jaguar cores clocked at 1.75 gigahertz. and PS4 Pro has 8 Jaguar cores clocked at 2.1 gigahertz.
Let me ask you guys a question about this real quick before we move on, because it is kind of interesting to see some of these specs. Like, what do we care the most about? Because, I mean, this happens every cycle, right? We get an updated version of consoles as they move along their cycle. Right, so this is not.
We haven't gotten these half steps before like this, and yeah. We've gotten like alternate versions, like the Slims and stuff like this. This is like the same hardware only boosted.
Okay,
you know, it's like it's not actually a new generation of consoles. It's right. Just
the thing is, I almost treating this as a new generation of Xbox because I think we're gonna get to the point where they're gonna make games that can only run on it.
Oh my God! If they did that, that would suck. Not being able to play like. Newer games that just come out. Oh my God, that would. How would that work? Would that?
It'd be very Microsoft, though.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, the thing is, I kind of suspect we're going to see essentially kind of like what happened with the new Nintendo 3DS, mm-hmm. which is proven like to be almost completely years. Pointless.
Mm-hmm.
And
it technically plays on your Xbox One, but it plays like shit. So you might as well get the Scorpio.
Yeah, and I mean, and plus, and most game, you know, most new games are not built to take advantage of the new hardware. Although I would say, since I don't have an Xbox One, if I were to get one, I would be more likely to go with the Scorpio, just because it is the most powerful version. And if it gave me, basically, I'll go with whatever gives me the best performance.
$500 though, that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I'd be more likely to just, you know, keep saving a little bit of money and get myself, you know, a nice, you know, gaming PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and Microsoft, you're not going to convince me to buy your console as long as you keep continuing to not produce games with experiences that I crave.
Yeah, Breakman.
I did that once with the game. Like, I decided, I think it was around the PS – it was about – I forget when I did it, but I decided instead of getting the next console, I was just going to, you know, save up and get a better PC and stuff like that. But every game that, like, every new, like, major hit that comes out wants you to upgrade your video card.
Well, I think for the most part, slowed down a lot recently.
Yeah. I think though, you guys are onto something, though, because I think that's obviously what Microsoft is counting on, like, constantly. Obviously, they want to sell systems, but I don't know how this is going to hurt their long-term outlook in the market. That's a thing that is interesting to me. But Dungeon Buster, he says, for someone like me who doesn't have an Xbox, it's another option, which that's a plus.
I'm only one Xbox. Yeah. All alone.
I have an Xbox One.
Freak you fire. Don't touch it.
Yeah, because there's nothing to play on it.
Son of a...
There's plenty of stuff to play on the Xbox One, but literally all of it can be played on the
on
PC.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5 says that 360's quit working. You know, that sucks.
The one game I wanted to play for the Xbox One has been canceled.
Was that the
Scale?
Yeah, that was it. I was thinking Dragon RPG game thing.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next story, guys, unless anybody has anything else on specs that is glaring. I don't see anything super glaring, to be honest with you, except for the 4K stuff, but, you know.
Free 5 asks if the Xbox One is backwards compatible, and it is, and they constantly add updates to the games that are backwards compatible, because there's still several that aren't.
Yeah.
But every
like,
couple months,
they update that. Where's Risen of Fate?
Yeah.
Where's who what?
Risen of Fate.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of that game, but so yeah,
try this game.
Yeah, he's got enough.
Probably why they it's not one of the it's not one of their priorities for backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
It's like I don't expect to see Samurai Showdown Sen show up on the Xbox One backwards compatibility list either.
Right, right. There'll be tons of games like that people will bitch about for sure.
I'm sure it'll happen. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story. Let's go with Breakman. Next story, please.
Hold on a sec.
Oh, let's go with Eric. Can you do the next story, please?
All right. From Silicon Era, scavenge, sneak, and shoot through Flesh Forward's pixelated survival horror. Flesh Forward will have players using two different characters as they try to survive in zombie-infested buildings of a post-apocalyptic city, scrounging for ammo and health items in this pixelated survival horror game. It says, made in RPG Maker VXAce, Flesh Ward puts players in the midst of New Wells, a city filled with hostile dead. Players will have a few options to survive, either by using stealth to stay out of sight, or by shooting down the creatures using limited ammo they can find in the wreckage of the city's buildings and homes.
Huh. It's a simple concept that's been done before, but I wouldn't mind taking a stab at it.
It looks like it's action-oriented, which is odd for a RPG Maker game.
Yeah, there's the demo, so...
Yeah. Nobody's had a chance to even touch this, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, I haven't tried it yet.
All right. Maybe next week somebody will have tried it and we'll get to it. Breakman, did you get back yet or are you still out and about?
I'm here, sorry.
Okay.
What happened? We're
just going on to the next story. We just talked about Scavenge.
No, it's called Flesh Forward.
Oh, shit. Flesh Forward. Yeah, just reading the top of the headline. I've got like, you guys should see my desktop. I have like everything fucking running in the background. And I'm like, one eye is like focused on chat, one eye is focused on, you know, our news stories.
I've seen your desktop and really, really don't understand why you have a screen capture from Two Girls, One Cup as your background.
Oh, get out of here, you son of a bitch. You think all of a sudden now you're a really funny comedian. Yeah, this Louis C.K. is in the house, everybody.
Hey, people laugh.
Two Girls.
Because you don't doesn't mean it's not funny.
You know what? That's what you send me over Skype. So I just put it on. You misinterpreted that. That was something you sent me. I didn't open it.
You can look at our logs, and I've never sent you anything over Skype.
Son of a bitch! You know what's going on here.
I do know what's going on, and that's why I'm calling you up.
Yeah, I'm calling you out, son of a bitch. All this time, how did I know that all this time, Mug was a spy for MXT? What? All this time.
Shit, this time. I've been found out. Delta 1 Bravo, Delta 1 Bravo. Come in. I've been made.
Speaking of which, where is MXT? We usually hear about Trump about now.
Oh, my God. Don't call his name out. He'll appear.
Yeah, he's like Beetlejuice. We can't say
MXT, MXT, MXT.
Oh, my God. He did it. He did it. We'll be soon invaded here, real soon. Oh, man. All right, next story. Let's go with, I'll do the next story from Silicon Era. Monster Rancher meets Rune Factory and Monster Raising and Farming JRPG, RE Legend. RE Legend is an upcoming JRPG for PC by Magnus Games that was recently posted to the Square Enix Collective, where fans can... It's Squeenix. Does anybody not call it Squeenix?
It's their weird crowdfunding venture thing.
I say Squeenix, so...
Yeah. Players work to survive on an island by farming, befriending villagers, expanding the village, and by raising various magical creatures called, quote, Magnus. And then there's a quick announcement trailer and more details. Excited? Not excited?
Yeah. It looks cute, at least.
Middling. Okay. All right. On to the next.
I said cute, not middling.
Let's see. Let's go on to the next story. Let's go with Breakman. Yes.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Tangle Deep, a roguelike RPG where you can mix and match abilities from different jobs. Okay, then.
All right.
That actually sounds way cooler than what you have on as the description of the game. Tangle Deep, a roguelike dungeon crawler inspired by the 16-bit golden age, because we don't have enough of those.
Yeah. What does it do different? Anything different in here?
Job, class switching.
Yeah.
Most roguelikes don't have a job system of any kind, and so having, like, be able to mix and match different skill sets is kind of interesting.
Most roguelikes have not really advanced past dungeon hack.
Freak 5 is exiled again. He says he wants boogers. I don't know why he wants boogers. But
You're a jackass. He wants a reboot of Booger Man, which was fun as hell. Yes, also, Booger Man. I agree.
Also, to note of here, Zircon, who's a remix from OC Remix, he's a remixer from who's been famous on OC Remix, is doing some of the music here.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice little touch. Some nice music out of.
I'm looking at the trailer, and it does have some. It's not, you know, it's low animation, but everything is animated, and it does look pretty nice. I mean, it kind of gives me a Genesis vibe.
Frank, Freak 5 says, was that Frank's girlfriend barking in the background? No, it wasn't. Damn.
I have not seen her yet. There was a point where I was going to see her, and then that got called off under suspicious circumstances. So maybe it was.
What did I tell you guys? You guys summoned him, and here he is. MXT. You know why I know it's serious business this week with MXT? Because MXT usually comes in to chat with a moniker like Hulk Hogan or, you know, try to throw us off. Sometimes Freak 5 will do it too, but MXT is the biggest offender. And he just came in. MXT this week. He heard his name, guys. What was it? 5 times, and now he's here.
Well, I said 3 times. So
you guys deal with him today. You guys deal with MXT today.
The next article, Silicon Era breaks its streak with doing good headlines.
All right, Eric, why don't you go ahead?
All right. So choice-driven RPG Revere raising development funds. Revere, an RPG filled with plot and gameplay choices the player can make, comma, customizing your experience, comma, totally not natural, comma, is seeking funding on Kickstarter.
Oh my god.
I can't believe they fucked that up. But as Troy deserted from Evil Empire, players will be able to make amends for their past misdeeds through their decisions. They'll be able to alter the ending through plot and quest decisions, like a visual novel, and alter the gameplay by adjusting encounter rates, as well as choosing between real-time or turn-based battles. That sounds a little bit more interesting.
MXT is trying to, I don't know if he's trying to make a pass at Freak 5 in chat, but there's something going on there. I don't know what's going on.
I just see him say, I am not out of bitches. What right. is going on in chat?
Yeah. MXT said, I'm here to chew bubblegum and fuck bitches, and I'm all out of bubblegum. And then Freak said, and MXT is all out of bitches.
Man, leave it to Mug to save everybody's ass in chat here. You know, we're just trying to start some shit, Mug, and here you go, ruining everybody's
Anyways,
fun.
The whole you know, facts thing just really throws people, I find.
Anyways, it says the developer is seeking a modest goal of $8,520. That's an exact amount. That's weird. Why stop? Why there? Yeah. Well. But Six Bricks released the game in the fall of this year, should they receive the funding.
Yeah. Maybe one of the developers was just really crunching the numbers, and he came out with an exact total of $8,520.
Well, let's hope we didn't forget taxes, because then everything's thrown to shit.
Hope you didn't forget the taxes there, Revere. So, good luck with your game. All right, next story, Mug.
All right, coming to us live from Silly String Era. Mass Effect on Andromeda improvement patch plan announced, and it's already started because the first patch dropped yesterday. Andromeda is a game that has potential but also has a number of technical issues. BioWare committed to providing a roadmap for future fixes, and today has offered details on what improvements people can expect in the coming weeks and months. And basically, they provide some patch notes, improved tutorial placements. This is for the one that dropped yesterday. Single-player balance changes, ammo crates, armor, weapons, nomad profiles, attacks, and progressions. And multiplayer balance changes, the option to skip autopilot sequences on the galaxy map, which I've heard are, like, just get obnoxious after you see them a few times. Improved logic, timing, and continuity for relationships and story arcs. Apparently, one of the things is improving some of the gay-male relationship options, which, like, their stuff was recorded but not included for some reason. So I'm guessing they put some of that in. Improved lip sync and facial acting during conversations, including localized VO. I watched a video on this showing like some of the differences, and it does look a lot better. One of the nice things that they did, they improved the shaders on the eyes, so the eyes don't have this weirdly bright sort of look to them. They actually look, you know, like darker at the corners, so that gives them a much more natural look. Fixed various collision issues, fixed bugs where music or VO wouldn't play or wasn't correct. Fixed issue where global squad mate banter sometimes wasn't firing on UNCs. I'm not sure what that is. Fixed issue where player was unable to access the Remnant console interface after failing decryption multiple times. Fixed issue where fast travel is sometimes disabled after recruiting Drac until the player reloads a save. Fixed issue where Ryder can become stuck in front of the start of the biotic charge pose. Fixed issues related to some saves. Fixed issues where objective sometimes becomes uninteractable for players in multiplayer. And some streaming and stability improvements. Other improvements are higher inventory limits, cheaper and more accessible remnant decryption keys, and, quote, fixing Ryder's movements when running in a zigzag pattern. I've seen some of that, and it really, really looked weird. As for future updates, BioWare went over a list of things that will be fixed in Mass Effect Andromeda over the next 2 months. And also note the campaign will get free cosmetic items for Ryder. More options and variety in the character creator, improvements to hair and general appearance for characters, ongoing improvements to cinematic scenes and animations, improvements to male romance options for Scott Ryder. That's the
wow. They must have a ton of money invested in this game. Like they must have had
Mass Effect is one of their banner IPs.
Yeah. Well, then they shouldn't have released it when they did.
Yeah, I mean that's. I think that they. I mean that was probably done.
So once all this is done, I might pick it up because then that's what will be the real game's launch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of like Final Fantasy 15 at this point. You know, it's like I've been. Yeah, I've got the game and I've been waiting to for the all the.
Yeah, you know, but that game didn't have like. Bugs up the wazoo like this.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I waited.
It's just lacking content. That's all.
I got into Fallout.
Dungeon Buster. Right. Dungeon Buster says, "Does it fix the?" First off, Freak Five is exiled. Just to say that, Wyland says, "Jeebus, 18,000 people watching Street Fighter V on the E-League channel on Twitch, and that is a huge amount. That's worth talking about later on. Talking about that. That's big numbers. Dungeon Buster says, I downloaded the patch for Andromeda. Should see what it changed with the second playthrough, but I really don't want to do a second playthrough. Early adoption curse, yep. Does it fix the lazy eye my character sometimes gets in cutscenes? I have no idea. Patch note list, pretty sure I encountered about 60 to 80% of the problems in there. And a few others. And wow, so there was lots of issues. That's
yeah. I mean, it's like I remember I was watching a video. Jim Sterling described it. He described it as the buggiest AAA game release since Assassin's Creed Unity.
Ooh, wow, that's some pretty pretty good company there, or bad, whichever way you look at it, man. But
where's Findlay?
Hi, I'm Ryder. Can't stop looking at lazy eye. Oh man, 19,000 now. Wyland.
Oh no, she basically Ryder's derpy from freaking My Little Pony.
Does it fix the guy captured from clipping out of his jail cell or disappearing NPC from one of the side quests? Oh my god, holy shit, major issues. I don't even want to get into this, man. Wow. Andromeda. Hopefully they can get those settled.
I made a joke on Twitter about it, how it was called Mass Effect. Needed more time in the oven galaxy.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, Dungeon Buster's a pretty good, reliable source when it comes to RPGs. Out of RPGs he played so far this year, Andromeda was a shit fest on a tech level. But, ambitious, but technically not very sound. But hopefully they get those patches together with the next couple of months and it becomes everything everybody wants it to be. But, all right. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention, go check out Freak 5 Chaos's webpage for Zombies Anonymous, his Facebook page. So check that out. They got some interesting things on there. I can't remember what.
Freak 5 Chaos, I live on the northeast end of Ohio, so probably not. I don't know where Findlay is, but it's probably not around here.
It's in northern Ohio, northwestern Ohio, so it's far away from me.
There you go.
Yeah, that's like closer to Sandusky.
Wow. On the spot advice about traveling in Ohio by our Ohio natives.
I can give you some on the spot advice about traveling in Ohio.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't. or avoid Cleveland. One or the other. One or the other.
I have to go into part of Cleveland to see a movie because it's the only place that's showing it. It's called Your Name.
I know, I'm just messing with you, man.
But you should all see instead of Ghost in the Shell or Boss Baby.
Ooh, I should go see that.
Or Smurfs.
I should go see that. If I can find... hey, Mug, you saw that movie already. Would you be interested in seeing it again or no?
Which movie?
Your Name.
Well, you have a choice between sub or dub viewing.
I saw it subbed. I wouldn't mind seeing the dub.
It'd make sure the times, because like... how they're doing in the theater I'm going to is that they're only going to show the dub at the earliest time, which I'm going to see because I don't want to go there at 4. Mm. But at all the other times afterwards are sub only.
Yeah. Let's see. Plus, Let's see, I want to do... Okay, talking about... Shitfest MXT says he saw a movie named that once. Good times. I don't know what that means. Probably taking shit out of context like I always do in chat. Tangle Deep looks nice, Freak5 says, but I don't want to give Frank money, so I don't know if I will kickstart it. Why would...
Because we all know Frank owns Kickstarter.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Every time you donate to Frank, for every dollar you donate to a Kickstarter project,
an angel dies. An angel dies. Anytime you donate a dollar to Kickstarter, an angel, a puppy, and a kitten dies all at once with one bullet. So,
well, they're all overpopulated, so all right, that means everyone should donate to Kickstarter. No.
Everybody donate to my personal bank account. How about
It'll
that?
It'll clear out all those shelters.
Exactly. It'll clear out some type of shelter, some type of tax shelter I'd have to put myself in if people did that. MXT says, Frank, I saw you retired from... Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, yeah.
He retired from WWE this past weekend.
Not going to do it. Not going to read it, MXT. Nice try.
WrestleMania.
Exile.
Let's finish the news. We only have like two articles left.
All right.
And this next one, whose turn is it?
Go ahead, Eric. You started.
I don't even have to read the article. I just have to mention that Dragon Quest Heroes 2's demo is out now.
All right. Go check out the Dragon Quest Heroes 2 demo.
Also, if you have a PS4 and a Japanese PSN account, the East 8 demo is available.
Ooh, nice. That's a good little homie discount, if you will.
This is a good opportunity to remind people that the game actually comes out at the end of April and then 25th. Yeah. And if you're in Europe, the 28th.
Yeah, there you go. All right, last story. Let's give the honors to Breakman. Breakman, last story.
Ooh, are there Japanese names in it?
Nope.
No.
Darn.
I'm being nice today. You guys are being the assholes.
Well, I said be right back in Skype, but apparently you can't read.
I didn't see it. No, I did. Dude, come on.
You said you were being nice. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm misunderstood.
God damn it. God damn it. Finish it up.
Coming to us live from RP Gamers, XSEED Games makes a couple of Trails PC announcements.
I hate Breakman.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
X Games has made a couple of new announcements for the latest Western releases in Niho Falcom's The Legend of Heroes series. The first piece of news is a release date for The Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky, the third. The third part of the series, Liberal Subseries?
Liberal is the name of a place in the Trails world.
Oh, okay. Following Trails in the Sky first chapter and Trails in the Sky second chapter. The third will be released for PC via Steam, GOG.com, and the Humble Store on May 3rd. The game will cost £29.99 or €29.99 with a 10% launch discount available for its first week on sale.
Do we have a nuclear option for chat? Does anybody know? Is there a nuclear option? Can I just?
I feel I should share with everyone that according to Freak, every time you donate a dollar to Kickstarter, Frank smokes a joint, and I said that would explain Frank's joint consumption. And NXT said Frank can't read because he's still used to hieroglyphics.
Frank is apocalypse.
when Frank was in school, he had to he had to bring a note to school when he was out there written in CUNY form.
Anyways, there's still more though here.
Yeah, the publisher also revealed that it will be releasing The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel and The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 2 for PC. Originally released for PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita, the PC versions of the game will include more voice dialogue. Over 5,000 lines, previously silent lines in the first game will be voiced. Wow. With a comparison trailer with the PlayStation 3 version showing one scene where extra voicing has been added, Trails, and that's, I'll show that to the...
It's important to note that this is voice acting that wasn't in the Japanese release either.
You know, cool. I have a feeling that Freak 5 is actually Freak 5's wife. I have a feeling. Like, she took over his account, and she's like, you can't write anything zingy and funny, so I'm going to take over, and I'm going to do this account.
Anyways,
as long as it's funny.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
They have a comparison video up here, but we can't show you it. But I'm going to also go out on a limb and say the game's going to run at 60 FPS.
Ooh.
And it's going, and it does look visually better than the PS3 version.
Wow, cool. That's good. I like that. I like,
because the problem with the PlayStation 3 game is, the Vita game was already had frame rate issues because it's the Vita, but the PS3 version still has frame rate issues.
Yeah.
So eliminating them would be nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Did I miss any stories? I can't remember if I missed any stories or if we missed any stories. I know we have.
I wonder if the new voice acting that they recorded will be reinserting itself into PS3 and Vita versions, though, as like DLC.
Yeah. I didn't skip anything, did I, guys?
Don't think so.
All right.
I also want to mention that I think that there are going to be some retranslations being made to first chapter and second chapter to go in line with what they're doing with third, so that's consistent.
Yeah.
And a lot of the changes sound good, because some of those names were kind of questionable before. Like, Zane is going to be renamed to Zin, which makes sense because he comes from the Calvard Republic. And even despite the fact that the Calvard Republic doesn't sound like an Asian country, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, but his name in Japanese is Jin, which is like, you know, Falcom romanized as Zin.
I don't know where they got Zane from that.
Yeah, I don't know. That was not my decision when I was working on first chapter.
Yeah, blame Mug. Send all your hate mail to Mug. That's what I
know. I received basically like a series Bible for what the names were supposed to look like, and I was like, oh.
Well, I thought you were gonna say I already received a lot of hate mail for this. So I don't want any more.
That would have been awesome if Mug was like the center of some big controversy in the gaming industry, and he's on RP Grinders, and all these fans like start listening to RP Grinders. Oh man, go make some controversy.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mug, go make some controversy, man. That's the way to make it. You know, that's the way to, like really make a lot of money on YouTube.
I don't think the PSP versions of the game will be receiving these changes, though.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, you could technically patch them, but the only way to download PSP games on the digital storefront is through the Vita store.
Mm-hmm. Freak 5 has a dual personality now. He's pretending to be Freak 5 now, just letting everybody know that's listening at home, if we're keeping track here. He said, unlike Frank's girlfriend, I have audio proof of my wife on my podcast. Dude, that woman, that lovely woman that was on that show, dude, that's not, I mean, come on, really? She's out of your league, Freak 5. There's just no question about that, so... there you go.
Does that mean Freak 5 is kind of like Kevin James?
Kevin James. Yeah, Freak 5 is Kevin James in the autobiography of Kevin James.
I'm not sure even Freak deserves that comparison.
No, that was mean, man. That was low blow. MXC says, what do you mean my Pornhub account has been locked? Oh my god, man. This show is awful, man. It's the worst. All right. No homie discounts this week. We already mentioned demos that were out. Any Twitter questions? Breakman. Is Breakman back? If Breakman's not back, we'll go on.
Yes. I'm here.
All right. I'm just making sure, man. I didn't know.
I didn't leave this time. I don't know why you thought I left.
Oh, I thought you had something to do. So I was just, you know, trying to
keep
it
going. You just want me to go.
Yeah, I just want you to go, Breakman. Get the hell out of here, Breakman. What's wrong with you?
Okay, Freak sent us a picture of an old Richard Dawson episode of Family Feud with the caption, "Name something you're doing today that's better than going to church."
Oh, my God.
And Freak adds everything except for playing Dragon Quest VIII.
I hate you, Freak 5. Freak 5 is like, you know, like superheroes have their villains. Freak 5's my villain. He's my villain. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of villains, he has a Would You Rather for us, because it's been a long, long time.
Ooh,
Freak
nice.
5 Chaos. At Freak 5 Chaos on Twitter asked us, would you rather eat a stranger's foot or cut off one of your hands? Well, I'm eating a stranger's foot. Nah, there's not even a fucking question.
Ooh, instead of eating your hand? Ew, that's
cutting off my hand. I'm not cutting off my hands. Ooh. Some bitch is going to give me your foot, and I'm going to fucking eat it.
Oh, God. cannibalism. Cannibalism, we have a bunch of cannibalists on the show.
Yeah, I'd rather be a cannibal than be handless.
Yeah.
Yeah, because without my hands, I can't beat off, so.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't play video games. What, like, what can you do without hands?
Yeah, this is, man, that's kind of a no-brainer, man. I mean, really? I mean, come on. That's, But just, can you imagine that? What if he instead said, $1 million or you eat a foot? Like, I'll give you $1 million to eat this foot. Would you eat it? Like, no repercussions, no.
No. Sure. Not, million's not enough for me.
A million?
I'd do it.
You do it for $1 million? Oh, God. Can you imagine, like, how much your life would be hell after that? Like, the media attention you would get after that? Would $1 million be worth it? Would $1 million? I guess, if you parlay it into more money, right?
Yeah, I could hit the talk show circuit and make even more money.
Ooh.
Nice. Are you planning this out?
Oh, yeah.
I see how this
you've
works.
You've thought about this already.
Speaking of Pornhub, they, like, not too long ago had, like, a sex ed program thing going on.
Yeah.
And they also did, like, a snowplow service.
Scared for my life if anybody's keeping track.
I think the money went to charity or something.
Hmm.
So how strong – I just had a random question. How strong is that lock on your door, Blake? Frank?
I'm sorry. It's kind of breaking up. I'm sorry. You didn't register. Didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Eric?
I was saying something about them doing, like, a snowplow service and the money went to charity or something.
Hmm. That would be a neat idea, but the problem with that is it's Slim Pickens snow plowing as it is, so to take money out of those people's pockets like a touchy thing. I only know this because I used to snow plow back in the day. Like, it's like dog eat dog. But I'm trying to pull up this meme that you guys got in chat, but I can't see it. so join me maybe. I love it. Those are awesome. All right.
Yeah, well, here, let me explain the meme for you. Basically, it's Empire Strikes Back, and it's the point where Vader reveals to Luke that he's his father. But instead of that, he says, "Hey, Luke, say hello to my girlfriend. We've just met." And Luke is looking at him, but you have nothing but my right hand. Back to Vader just standing there. Back to Luke screaming in horror.
Oh, my God. Guys are awful, man. This fucking relentless.
I just explained a meme. I'm going to go kill myself now.
You guys are relentless. There's going to be like specials of places in hell for all of us. Like different types of hell for all of us, man. I swear. Oh man, how we love to kill each other.
Yeah, if there's a hell, I know what mine is. It's fucking high school.
High school was pretty bad, man.
I would imagine fucking a high school would be very uncomfortable.
Oh, shut up. Oh, you suck. I hate your guts, Mug. Is your PlayStation 4 in your storage?
Yeah.
I'm taking pointers. Like, I'm trying to figure out how we can very friendly play video games together, Freak. What games you got again? Sorry, what games do you have on the PS4?
Is this some sort of code for sex?
No!
We don't want to hear about this, Frank.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure I want to hear about this. It's starting to make me very suspicious.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, Colorado, like, per capita has, like, a lot of missing people, you know, so I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know.
Whoa, now
how
you're talking
dare
about
you, MXT?
No, yeah, I'm the spy for MXT. Yeah, MXT's the mastermind behind the whole plot. Like, if somebody comes missing, blame MXT for sure. All right. Anything else on Twitter? Or did we all answer? No, we're all eating the foot, right?
Yeah,
All right. Anything else, Freak? I think Freak had something that he wanted us to
actually
mention.
There's Eric said he had something.
Oh, Eric.
I didn't know.
I said I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, but yeah, I did want to mention that I was gonna give away. I mentioned on Twitter earlier today, but I'm gonna give away a free code for Blossom Tales, which is a Zelda clone for the PC.
How you want to give it away?
Does it have anything to do with the show, Blossom?
No.
We
We should, absolutely not.
We should, okay. Maybe Weiland wants to give get that code. Yeah. Weiland, if you're listening, man, if you want a code, just mention Weiland because he had a story to tell before we got on the air. I'm not going to talk about it on the air, but
I probably should just give it to Weiland because think of it as like a care package for overcome something that nearly killed you.
Oof, man, that it took a lot of courage to go through what Weiland went through. So Weiland, it's yours if you want it. If not, we'll give it to someone else. But
you just DM me if you need it.
Yeah, we'll secure that for Weiland, and if he needs it, we'll give it to him. If not, we'll go to someone else.
Let's not get blow things out of proportion. He only had sex with a fat chick on an elevator.
I didn't do it on an elevator.
We were all super sympathetic, and you know, hey, he you know had his indiscretion with this big boned woman, and you know, we just want to make him feel a little bit better because he was feeling kind of down. That's what we were doing, right? Right, Breakman? Right, Eric? Right, right, John Mark?
Sure.
Yeah. That's
don't
the ticket.
Don't involve me in this.
That's the thing. He's like, don't involve me
I
in
want
this.
Out.
I want out. I'm out. I'm out. I cannot tell a lie. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on, guys. Weiland, let us know if you want that or not. Item of the week. I don't have anything this week. What have you guys been playing? We'll start with Mug. Yeah.
Playing anything. I don't have any of my my game stuff.
Yeah. The only thing that I've been playing really is Mortal Kombat. I play it real briefly, and then I move on to things that I've got going on or not. Been dealing with a lot of pain lately, for sure. So trying to manage pain has been my game of the week. Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Ace Attorney Investigations. I finished that over the weekend. And I played a little – after I finished that, I played a little bit of Bravely Second because I hadn't opened my game package yet. Yeah. I just got around to that. So I decided to switch gears, though, and play Nor 9 so I could finally finish it and write the review for it because it's way overdue.
Ooh, yeah. You got to take care of your priorities, you know.
But I've also played a little bit of Senran Kagura Istanbul Versus. PC version definitely plays a lot better than the PS4 version. Even though the PS4 version is still 60, it's an unlock 60, not a capped 60.
Hmm, okay.
So it still has weird frame rate dips.
What is somebody's...
like a frame pacing thing?
Wow. Somebody's...
Well, sometimes it'll just lag for like a couple seconds at a time.
I think that's
what's that noise? Are we?
It's not like it just drops a lot. It just Eric. It's a noticeable drop though.
Hey, Mug, I think your mic is picking up some.
My heater kicked on.
Oh yeah, there you go.
So. Yeah. Otherwise, I played last night. I played a little bit of Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition because I'm reviewing that for Honest Gamers.
Oh, I love Bulletstorm.
Which just came out today.
Yeah, we've heard Breakman talk about Bulletstorm before.
Yeah, it's basically Gears of War, but it's much faster paced, and it's first-person shooter instead of third-person
shooter. I remember Gears of War.
No, it's not Gears of War, but you're missing the point if you think this is a shooter in the first place. This is about using your harpoon and kicking people into different types of
horrible places,
killing them. Well, whatever it is. It's a long time since I've played it. You grab them, pull them in, kick them.
I might get to war in terms of tone.
What it like?
I don't even know. This is a completely
Bulletstorm was way too silly to be compared to Gears of War, which takes itself way too seriously.
Gears of War does take itself seriously. This game does not.
Well, finish. Gears of War, if Ed cranked the craziness level up to like 11.
Yeah, like Bulletstorm is doing what Saints Row did for Grand Theft Auto, right? I mean, that's
But I still disagree because this is a different, this is a completely different type of game.
Is it?
Gears of War.
All right. Well, that's a fair assessment.
I've only just played like the beginning areas. It doesn't feel all that impressive yet.
Huh? Maybe
the game's all about like leashing them and then like kicking them into like horrible different traps or kicking them out of air.
Yeah, you get like airlocks for doing this, and then you can use his points to unlock stuff.
Yeah.
You want to kill people in the most gory, crazy ways possible to get more points and shit.
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. It's like using different weapons in Dead Rising, like the amount of weapons that you can do. In
yeah, I mean, it's like it's what they call skill shots, and yeah. It's kind of a score attack sort of built into the campaign.
I find it cool that it's another first-person shooter game on the PS4 and the Xbox One, which is at 60 frames per second.
Oh,
and it's nice. Locked at 60 frames. Yeah,
that's because it's a 5-year-old game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too, but still. I mean, even Doom was a 60 FPS, so.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. That's yeah. A nice touch. What else?
I like the story, too. It's pretty damn funny, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that.
There's weird phrases like dick tits.
Yeah. Dick tits. I'm going to kill your dick. What the hell does that even mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
I'll kill your dick.
It's like I was watching these. Mike, do you remember like watching? Have you ever watched those Dean Martin roasts? Maybe later in life, or when you were like small. You ever remember like watching Dean Martin shit or like?
Dude, Johnny I'm not as old as you. Remember?
You son of a bitch. I was watching some of that stuff, and man, some of that shit is really funny. I mean, some of it's way outdated, obviously, but the you can see where modern comics get a lot of their, you know, skill being comedians. There's a lot of influence in the, just those tapes alone. It's pretty interesting. Anything else, Eric? Blossom Skills? I think you mentioned.
I think that's it for games. Other than Blossom Tales,
right.
Which I talked about earlier. But
it has nothing to do with Blossom, so I don't even care.
Breakman, what have you been playing?
Mostly Fallout this week. So far, I've romanced two women, two men, and a robot.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah, there you go. Even getting the robot action.
But what have you been doing in the game is the point.
The game. What was I talking about?
Fallout.
No. So, Fallout. It's just to get these perks, I have to romance all these characters. Like, okay, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I think there are only guys left at this point. and there's a ghoul. I think I have to romance him, too.
You have to romance a ghoul? Yeah. Wow. Holy shit.
Just so I can get a stupid little perk.
A perk. Oh, man. That's awesome, man. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything in chat. There's probably a tons of shit that I missed. I'll go through it when I can, guys. Stinko of the week. Let's start with Breakman. Breakman, your Stinko.
My Stinko of the week. Actually, I'm just gonna stick with like the my Stinkos last week. It's still pretty rough, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
no, we know you've been going through a lot, man. You know. It's been tough all over, man, but you've had the roughest of weeks, man, no doubt. So you get to go, man.
It's all right. I'm not competing. I'm not competing with anybody.
No.
Not this time.
No. Mug, what have you been playing, man?
My stinko is that the job hunt has not gone as smoothly as I was hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still looking, and I've actually got an interview on Monday.
Oh, nice.
But it's just for like a part-time data entry job, so it's not going to be the kind of thing that will, you know, see me through to, you know, making real progress. It's very much a stepping stone kind of thing, but
Well,
I can't exactly look a gift horse in the mouth.
Right. Doing the best we can, man. You know, hanging in there.
Yep.
Let's go with Eric. Your stinko of the week, man.
My stink. I got two of them. Oh. Both have to do with Atlas this week, and Persona 5 by extension. But they're basically trying to be streaming police, and it's way heavy-handed. And they're only doing it because it's Persona 5. It's like the only title they've been this strict on.
Mm.
But I can read the article if you want, just to go over some highlights.
You know what?
Video.
Yeah, let's not do that, Eric, because let's save that for free for all. Because that's an interesting topic with all the YouTube stuff going on. Let's talk about it.
The other thing was, Yet we have yet another Japanese developer who's making excuses for why female characters can't be in video games.
What are the excuses?
Basically, they said it would be hard to do it for the game, or it says right here in the very first paragraph, it says Persona 5 only includes a male playable character, and the game's director has a questionable excuse for that. In an interview with Waypoint, Katsura Hashino explained that players can only assume the role of a man because adding a woman would have been "quote unquote" huge amount of work.
Why? Why would it be?
Why would it be huge?
Why would it? Like, what is he talking about? Like, I'd like clarification on
Persona
that.
Persona series has had female leads before. Has anybody played Persona 2 Eternal Punishment?
Yeah. Read on. Is there anything else on this, Eric? Or
that was one of the weakest excuses I've heard yet.
It's basically the Ubisoft excuse of, too much work. Mm.
Oh, my God, the whining that this guy's doing. Honestly,
like, at this point, like, make up like it's a money issue or something. Like, we can't afford to go and redo this at this point. We need this game to sell because we don't have the money. Please buy this. We'll put a woman in it.
I was reading an article.
Yeah. And besides Persona 2 Eternal Punishment, the only other time you're allowed to play as a girl is in Persona 3 Portable.
Yeah. This sort of reminds me of, like, what's going on, like politically.
Maybe make Persona 6 to have a female lead. If you can't do two characters in the same game, then maybe make a change where the protagonist is not a male for once.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he likes Atlas, but they went full draconian with their Persona 5, quote, guidelines. We'll talk about that for sure, Dungeon Buster. It's shit on YouTube.
Them and Nintendo need to get with the program.
YouTube is doing a lot of wacky shit lately.
Although, to be fair, I think this might be a lot more Sega-influenced than it be Atlas being Atlas. Because Sega has done this shit, too. And they're actually doing similar things for Puyo Puyo Tetris' story mode content.
Yeah. This is like the excuse that you know, football players or people use, like I think even Dustin Johnson used this when he didn't play at the Masters. He fell down the stairs and hurt his back. You know, like you can't prove that, but there's other shit going on. You know, there's certain people that you really do know that there's, like, you know, something else going on in their life.
I mean, to Persona 5's credit and the director's credit, they are at least addressing, like, issues. Real-world issues that, like body positivity and stuff. They've done stuff like that in Persona 5 where Kanji was questioning his sexuality and Naoto had gender identity issues. So they're still doing stuff like that. It's just, why not make him a female character?
I don't know. It could be – is it like Japanese instilled still, like in Japan?
Maybe. Like, it's probably has some –
Japan's notion of gender roles is still spectacularly backwards.
Mm. So they still, like, the man of the house type thing, and, you know, they kind of are in control of money, and, you know.
Well, actually, no, the way that the Japanese household works is the man goes out and works. The woman controls the finances.
Oh, okay. So the woman takes care of
that. That is, you know, she handles the household. He, you know, he's the provider. She is the manager of the household.
What about women that work there? Like, there's got to be women working there. Like, where did, like, married people probably have, or is it just, like, a hugely middle-class, like, type of situation with their economy?
It's like, mostly, like, a middle-class kind of thing.
Yeah.
Middle-class/upper-class.
Yeah. So, like here...
But they still have arranged marriages in the upper class.
Like, here, in order to get ahead, like, you both got to be working and, you know, certain things have to work out and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Or make a sex tape.
Yeah, or make a sex tape.
Yeah. Tokyo is one of the most expensive cities in the world to live, if not the most. But, you know, it's still better overall than here because of, you know,
I would think it's
easier to make a living wage there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense. It makes total sense. But Dungeon Buster says you can't put Social Media Genie back in the bottle. All I can hope for
is I didn't get a code from Persona 5. But they had so few code on hand for that game. I'm surprised.
That's really surprising. You would think that they would want the word out on Persona 5. But I think it already
has. Well, as much as they probably expected to sell, they could have afforded some more codes, I think.
It probably is selling a shit ton. That's probably why they don't care. All right, let's move on, unless anybody else has anything to say before we move on here. Breakman, did you already do yours? Did I do yours first? I think I did yours.
I think so, yeah.
Did you do yours?
I have not. The Syria attacks. God, man, all the propaganda that's coming out in the news. The bottom line is people died in Syria when whoever killed them. And it sucks for so many reasons. But the number one reason being innocent people are getting killed. That's all I care about. I don't even know what to say about it. I know it's a political play on someone's part, but more than one person's part. But this really sucks. This means there could potentially be war between us and Russia. And it just, lo and behold, means that the two biggest nuclear powers in the world could be at odds.
Be another Cold War, if anything. I don't think we'd come to blows ever directly.
I would hope not. I would hope not. The media may make you think certain things, but you just have to kind of follow litmus test and hope for the best. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to hope for the best. Hope it doesn't amount to you know, World War III. All right, let's move on to Sweetos. Let's go with Breakman.
My Sweeto goes to Waylon being in chat with us right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Welcome back, man. We're glad. We didn't know, but we're glad.
I did not know at all. I thought he might have went on one of these swanky, you know, two-month vacations or something and, you know, just got back and I was giving him shit. But, yeah. All right. Let's go with Eric. Your Sweeto.
Sweeto. Let's see. Steve Bannon has been removed from the National Security Council.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
That was always going to happen, though.
Yeah,
Although, a temporary position.
Yeah, but he's been probably removed sooner than they probably thought they would.
Yeah. You know. The writing's on the wall. It's either Bannon or Kushner that has to go. So one of them, they can't coexist. Like, it's just two different ideals. One hates Jewish people, and one is a Jewish person. So that's just the way those type of things go. But that's Trump's cabinet. That's his pick. So that's, you know, just not focus on that and focus on other things going on in the world. Let's see.
I got one more Sweeto, too.
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot to put it in here.
Okay.
But I entered a giveaway, a Twitter giveaway, where you basically retweeted and followed, and if you were picked among, like, a couple number of people, you could get a $20 Nintendo eShop card. I was one of them. It's from Circle Entertainment. So I got a couple games. Like, I got the Switch version of Blaster Master Zero, which I recommend people should buy. If you don't have a Switch, you can get it on the 3DS. But, and then a couple virtual console games for the Wii U.
Yeah. Freak Five's...
found money.
Yeah. Freak Five, Sweeto, was Trump trying to start World War III on the anniversary of the United States entering World War I.
Nice timing.
Yeah.
You know what's really sad, though, is if I don't think it'd matter who was elected. I think either one of them would make a strike.
Yeah, either one.
It's really fucking sad. That's what I was saying before, like, that they were really a lot more similar than people thought.
Yeah. No, you were right.
She was calling for an airstrike before he did it, so.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Hillary's always been a hawk, but at least she was a politician and not a fucking reality game show host.
Yeah, right.
I know, yeah. But it wouldn't have made it any worse. It would actually.
At least she doesn't say things like huge. Apparently, yeah. Bigley said he didn't say.
At least Hillary would not have been the one to alienate every fucking world leader she encountered.
No, there would have been definite advantages.
Well,
but
a lot of the world leaders are on board with this move, so he has a chance to maybe make good with them. Not that he will, but no, he has a chance.
Yeah, he has a chance.
Not that he will, again, because he's an idiot. But
right.
If he knew what he was doing, he has this chance to, like, okay, well, now we're on the same page, I'm sorry, type of stuff, but that's not happening.
Yeah, Freak
He'll
Five.
Be picking a fight with Merkel tomorrow or...
Yeah, somebody. Or, somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Or Oprah Winfrey or whoever the fuck else is in this crosshair.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oprah Winfrey deserves to be, you know, smacked down.
Yeah, absolutely. Freak Five says, my sweeto, you got a bonus at work. That's always a plus. iZombie is back. That's a good thing. And the season finale of The Walking Dead was awesome. Actually, it was pretty good. And he bought Breath of the Wild. Congratulations, Freak Five.
You have the digital version, apparently.
Makes me sad because I'm poor. Dungeon Buster, I really need you to get back to Breath of the Wild. You made good progress and you got sidetracked by Andromeda. You never learn your lesson, huh? Huh, Dungeon Buster? No, I'm kidding, man. New Stinko for Freak 5 tried to delete enough memory on his Wii U to play Breath of the Wild. Yeah, that's kind of needs a lot there. you're having problems, man. That's typical. Originals is back, MXT says. That's MXT's favorite Ian Somerhalder's in Vampire Diaries. So, and the world.
I've never seen any of those. So
I have, and they didn't hold my interest, and I used to do a vampire podcast, so that's got to tell you everything you know about the Vampire Diaries. There was stuff to like, but for teenagers...
Was it better or worse than Dracula?
You mean the last Dracula movie that was in theaters, you mean?
No, the TV show Dracula.
It was worse.
Wow, really? Wow.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe worse. I don't know.
That's kind
of
scary.
I know this is somewhat unrelated, but is anybody interested in that Excalibur Legend of the Sword movie?
I kind of
know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't until like a couple days ago.
I don't know if it's King Arthur or Excalibur, whatever.
Yeah, I've always liked the legend of King Arthur, Merlin, stuff like that, but why am I just hearing about this movie like a week before it comes out? That can't be good.
Yeah.
I only saw trailers until then, too, so I was like, more than a week, I guess, but, you know.
Freak 5 is exiled for saying that
apparently the director of Sherlock Holmes is doing it, so anybody see those?
And he says,
I have. The first one. It was pretty good.
He said, I have bad taste, so Vampire Diaries are probably awesome. No, it's bore fest. It's a big bore fest. It's a teen angsty bore fest, in my view. It just wasn't.
That's what I kind of got the idea.
Is Vampire Diaries better or worse than that other movie or other movie series?
What? Which one? Buffy? Oh, Buffy kicks the shit out of that.
Buffy was great.
Yeah, Buffy.
I can't remember the name of it now, because it would give me trauma if I tried.
True Blood?
No.
Oh, God, True Blood. True Blood's better than Vampire Diaries. Slightly.
I only saw the first four seasons. I mean, that was pretty decent. I heard it went really off the rails, though.
Yeah, it was decent.
I saw a clip.
Oh, no. Part of it was now I remember Twilight. Oh, now my head hurts.
Oh, God.
See, the thing is, if you watch the riff tracks with Twilight, riff tracks turns Twilight into a chore, like a painful chore to sit through, into a must-see comedy spectacle. and I'm not exaggerating. The riff tracks of Twilight is fucking phenomenal.
I'll have to watch one of those at some point, man.
Freak5 Chaos and Chat says everyone is a teen compared to Frank, and MXT adds Frank lived through the actual Dracula's
true
life.
You guys paid.
I thought Frank was Dracula.
I hate you guys so much.
No, but wait, no, he's actually Alucard, right?
Who cares? His tweet thinking of Twilight. Exactly. Oh, man. We did Breakmans. We got Moria. Let's go with your sweeto.
Well, my stuff finally arrives tomorrow, so yay, I'm excited about that. So I finally can get my own bed back. I'm not sleeping on an air mattress anymore, and I'm no longer living out of a suitcase, so yay. Also, Dungeon Explorer 2 finally, sold again for more than it was last time, and this buyer actually paid.
Yay!
So I'm going to ship that out tomorrow.
That's
money.
Exciting. That's cool. He couldn't be MXT. Yeah, you got it right. I was Dracula. I lived through those times. I actually was Dracula. That was me. Let's see.
Frank isn't that cool. He couldn't be Dracula. So say a freak.
Yeah.
In case anybody wants to know, I think most Cinemarks are playing Your Name.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Everybody go see it, apparently. I kind of want to see it, too. I want to see
it. Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yeah. Mine! Oh, God, I've been waiting for this, guys. I've been waiting to play this clip. Bear with me. It's about a minute long. Just bear with this clip.
Well, Mike Ditka's in the building, but we're going to have to take over unless he gets here very quickly. And I know. Believe me, folks, we booed too. Okay, you ready? Here he comes. Hold on. Hold on. This is a dramatic pause. And as we speak, Mike Ditka has made it. And boy, am I happy. As happy as all of you. Mr. Ditka, please.
A one and a two and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nuts and grandeur jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team. They don't really just hang. One, two, three, smash it out of the old ball game.
Baseball is back.
I've got a lull too.
Yeah, what's your lull, man?
If you're done with your Sweetos. Are we done with Sweetos?
Yeah, I was just going to explain that baseball's back, man. That was my Sweeto. Huh.
The Cubs.
Yeah, I love this. Cubs are in your division, aren't they, Breakman?
Yes.
I was trying to perk up your spirits, man. Ditka singing the.
I know. Like the Cubs were always the team we'd laugh at and make fun of. Like, if you want to watch your team win, go watch the Cubs. And then all of a sudden. The Cubs are just like the most amazing team in the history of baseball. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God, man. Like you got it. Like all the years, like see, Raiders fans felt this way, Breakman, because for years and years and years, Bronco fans used to get the shit talk to them galore because the Raiders always used to beat us. And up until last year, we kicked the Raiders' ass, like, every fucking game. Like, who didn't? You know, the Raiders were one of the worst teams. Like, so it felt good to, like, you know, pile on them. But in a way, I kind of feel sorry for them. Do you feel sorry for Cub fans, Breakman, at all?
Yeah, I've met Cub fans. And, like, a lot of Cubs fans travel. So at the Reds games, I've talked to Cubs fans. I've never had a problem with them. They're fine.
Yeah, they got good fans. Jesus Christ. Oh, no, not Sports Grinders, MXT says. God damn it, man. I talk about 2 minutes worth of fucking baseball, and MXT has a cow. All right. Stop talking baseball. We're done. We're done with Sweetos. Your lulls break.
Okay, my lull is everybody's favorite actor. I know all of our guys' favorite actor. Had a movie come out. Came out here in America at some point. I don't remember this.
Steven Seagal?
But it came out in Britain. What?
Steven Seagal?
No, our
Nicolas
favorite
Cage?
Actor.
Nicolas Cage?
Shia LaBeouf. He had a movie come out.
No.
He had a movie come out in England. It sold one ticket.
I saw this. One person.
One ticket.
It was the equivalent of, like, what?
Did LaBeouf himself buy the tickets?
Wouldn't that be, like, an interesting twist to the story?
His mom went.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be like another good twist to the story? First, you find out it was Shia LaBeouf, and then there's another twist that's saying, no, they got it wrong. It was Shia LaBeouf's mom. Like, it would just be the worst, man. Like, oh my God, can you imagine that? That'd be awesome. Or it was even Ian Somerhalder. How about that, Ian Somerhalder?
You've lost me, Frank.
Oh, MXT. MXT's favorite actors, Ian Somerhalder. He wanted Ian Somerhalder to be in like all the new Marvel movies and, you know, like the next.
Okay, this is going over my head because I don't know who that is.
Oh my God, the guy from Vampire Diaries, Ian Somerhalder.
I don't watch the show.
I don't either, but I know who. Oh my God, Breakman.
I have no idea who it is. So
you guys suck. Ian Somerhalder. I got it.
Okay, well, at least it's not me. It just, oh, see, my God. It's everybody else, Frank. You're the weird one.
You guys are awful. You're so dreamy. You guys don't know Ian Somerhalder?
I don't have time to watch weird vampire shows.
Oh, God. Wait, a movie about Frank came out, and only Frank bought the ticket? Get out of here, Freak 5.
You son of a bitch. You know we all want to go see that.
There.
And then after 12 hours, we'd be like,
sequel to What About
Christ.
Bob? Oh, What About Frank?
look, MXT knows what I'm talking about. Ian Somerhalder is a better actor than pretty much the entire cast of Avengers. You son of a bitches. Hate your guts, man. Oh, my God. All right. Your lulls. Did we get past it? Did we already go through it? Break, did I interrupt you?
No, that was it. Okay. That was it. Shia LaBeouf has a movie come out, and he sells one ticket.
One ticket. I think you said it was Man Down, right? Man Down.
Man Down's the name of the movie. I've never heard of it until.
Oh my God!
I saw that article where it sold one ticket.
Somebody has to take one for the team. Mug, I nominate.
I'm pretty
you.
Sure LaBeouf was the man down in that movie.
He was a few hundred thousand men down in that movie. Millions down in that movie. Mug, I nominate.
I mean,
you.
It's, to be fair, it opened in like limited release, but still one ticket.
Yeah, I know. One damn ticket. Mug, I nominate you to watch this movie.
Ticket.
Eric, hang on. I nominate Mug to watch it. Take one for the team and watch Man Down when it comes out on DVD. Or
sure.
Like that. All right. Whoa, Mug is agreeing to watch that movie. Sweet.
I like bad movies, remember?
Oh, God. I don't know if I could sit through another Sheila LaBeouf movie, man. Ugh. All right, when do facts? We're done. Anybody? Oh, we were going to get back to the Atlas problem, stream policing. So let's kind of do these separately but together, guys. Like, YouTube has a new ad revenue policy that's affecting a lot of, quote, controversial stuff on the net. And also, Atlas is also doing its own form of censorship, trying to get people to not stream Persona 5. So what are your guys' thoughts going into that? I know it's kind of two separate issues, but they kind of fall under the same you know, subset.
I think calling it censorship is a little disingenuous.
They're not censoring anything.
No, they're not. Yeah. They're not technically censoring, but I think that's the intent. I don't know. What do you guys
say? They're trying to prevent people from being spoiled from the story for the game. But the thing is, most streamers who are watching the game are watching it because they don't have the money to buy the game, so they're living it vicariously. Or maybe they don't enjoy the gameplay, but they just want the story.
Hmm.
So that's how they digest it. Atlas is just being stubbornly old-fashioned.
We've been over this policy several times. Like, live streaming a game does not hurt a game.
The Japanese developers need to get with the times.
Yeah,
and publishers, obviously, because Alice is a publisher and a developer.
What, Mug, you would have a really good opinion on this. Like, what do you
or
think?
Or rather, Alice in, by extension, Sega, who owns them.
Eric, stop.
Yeah, I'm asking.
What were you saying, Frank?
No, I was asking you, Mug, what you thought about, like, cracking down on people streaming the game.
I think it's stupid, but I also don't think it's that big a deal.
To be fair, I think they only wanted to do it for a week, but even a week is still weird. So, yeah. Why do it at all?
I mean, I don't know if I have a problem.
If they wanted to lock down stuff, then fine. If they were, given what, you know, like, that, as it is, you can't use the PS4's native streaming abilities in the game at all. It's all locked down. You can't get screenshots, you can't capture video or anything like that. But, you know, given what their little announcement thing where they said if you stream anything past day 7-7, then you run the risk, you know, their little thing of, like, you know, then you run the risk of getting, you know, your account, you know, getting a copyright strike or whatever on your account. I'm like, okay, now, you know, you've gone from asking people to abide by this request, which would have been fine, to threatening them, and that never goes over well. You know, like, I can't imagine who thought this was, you know, that was a good idea.
Yeah, that's bad PR, man. That's really bad PR. Like,
the same guy that instructed the guy that said that women were too much, or to be too hard to put
too
in the
hard.
Game?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
I don't think that was a director's decision. I think that was just upper management.
Not that it was too hard, but it was too much.
I think that actual developers themselves don't, and Atlus USA don't like this, but this is coming from Atlus Japan.
Ugh, yeah. Out of touch, I think. Like, I think, I don't know, I haven't seen numbers-wise what Let's Play does. I don't think there is an actual, like, case study on this. Is there anything anybody can point to and say, you know, this helps or takes away from a video game sales? Like, I have never seen anything really definitive on that. I'd be curious if there is, if somebody can link me to something that, you know, points one way or the other, if it actually helps or hurts. Like, piracy, obviously, is something to watch out for. But I'm not 100% certain Let's Plays are.
Yeah, like, I don't see how watching somebody, like, streaming a game and have people watch how
that's... No, it's a profoundly different experience. That's why, like, when you guys hear me say, like, I've watched Rad Brad play... you know, do Let's Plays, because I like what Eric said, I'm kind of living vicariously through people while I sort some things out in my life. So it's, to me, it's my refuge. Like, if I can't play video games, I know I can always go to a Let's Play and see, you know, a couple hours of gameplay or something of that nature. So I mean, if anything, it would bolster my want for a game. Like, I can't wait to play a game like Resident Evil on PS4. I've seen that game and I still want to play it. I want the experience of playing the game. There's nothing can replace that. You know what I mean? A Let's Play doesn't replace, you know, if you watch Mortal Kombat on a Let's Play, it doesn't take away from your enjoyment, when you're playing it, when you actually pull off.
Well, a fighting game is not... The thing is that a fighting game's design is not focused around its story. I mean, even though there's the... You know, it's really... You know, fighting games are much more gameplay-centric. I mean, and, you know, I get where, you know, Persona 5, you know, the Persona series is much more story-focused, and they want to avoid spoilers, but I don't think that it's the, you know, the massive problem that it's made out to be here.
No, it's not.
A lot of... I mean, spoilers don't always stop people from going out and playing the game or buying the game. There are a lot of people want to know what happens before.
Right. And some people,
weird logic they have.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of baffled. I can see the intent, but it never works out for anybody that does this, really. Like, it just brings bad publicity when you start harassing people. You know, it doesn't help the industry in any way. I don't understand what the point is. Like, Atlus, I thought, would have been smart enough to see this and understand that. And they have up to this point, to give them a little bit of credit, but now they're cracking down. So, a week, I don't know, you know. I mean,
now, from what I've seen in Persona 5, there's something that kind of piqued my interest. Like, because I noticed one of the characters' mask that they're wearing looks... And the color scheme and the type of mask that they're wearing looks eerily similar to the Jason Voorhees design from the game that they made all those years ago.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if it's some weird, obscure reference to that.
I'm wondering, man. I'd like to see a screenshot of that. If you could find that, Eric, that'd be awesome, man. But so what's our final verdict? Breakman, what do you think?
It doesn't really matter that much to me. I think they went about it wrong, but what they're doing is their decision.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately it is their decision, but it has to be slightly disappointing from a consumer point of view.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be disappointing for some people, but I mean, it's their property. They should have the final decision. If this is what they want, then
I mean,
it's stupid, but that's their decision.
Yeah, we'll the proof's in the pudding. If they do a few less sales,
and I think this is more Sega's influence than anything else. Too.
It could be. Maybe they made sales after they made this band. Maybe their sales were up or something, or they, you know, saw it. Like, I keep talking about these micro trends. Maybe they saw something micro trending. So I don't know.
I think, like Maria was saying, I think it's probably a lot to do with the story. Like, they're worried about people, like, watching it just to get the story or something so they don't have to play the game. Like, what gamer is like that? We want to play the game.
Yeah.
Well, I've been tempted to do that with Persona 4 just because I don't really enjoy the combat in that game. Yeah. I like the story. I like the characters and everything, but the actual gameplay of it is like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it okay. It's,
I mean, I also like the localization that Atlus did for the game.
Yeah.
Well, like, but I can see doing that, but at the same time, like, you at that point already have the game. Yeah. You've already played it to a point.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could see people doing that. Like, I did that for Metroid Prime. I got so frustrated with the ending, I said, "Shit, fuck this! I'll go online and watch the ending there."
Yeah,
and but I'd already played the game up until that point. I'd already bought the game, you know.
A let's play to me is like the ultimate like guide to help you through a particularly difficult part. Like, I can remember watching a couple of let's plays of God of War 3, like to get through a couple of boss battles, just because I'm not a huge. I mean, I'd like the spectacle of a boss battle, but I just don't like to go through it. Sometimes it's a little too difficult to me to, have time to react to do different things.
I got the platinum for God of War 3.
No, fuck off. I hate you.
Wow.
I hate you.
I wouldn't bother.
That one was not easy. That one took a lot. Actually, what was the campaign itself was not so terrible. It was getting the goddamn trials. Like the specific, particularly and especially the one where you have to break out of the, you have to let yourself get petrified and break out of it 10 times.
Oh,
and
like more and more
shit keeps getting piled on you, like each time you do it.
Yeah.
And so by the time it's finished, it gets really, really hard. And if you jump, basically one of the things that you learn in that trial is never jump, because if you get paralyzed in the air, you shatter when you hit the ground and you die.
Yeah,
I think I might have been more tempted to go for the trophies if they had structured the game more like Uncharted, where you could just go back to a part of the game and replay it.
Yeah.
But you can technically do that, but you won't be able to get trophies that way.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah, I stopped the trophy thing a long-ass time ago. It was fun for a second.
I actually got more into it a little bit recently because I got, like, several of the Platinums that I got in, like, short order because I got, like, Bloodborne, Salt and Sanctuary, Oxenfree, and, like, one or two others that I got. And those were, like, that was, like, more than I'd gotten, like, I think I had 11 before, and then I got, like, 16 out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There's a couple games I should go back and, like, I'm missing, like, one or two trophies on that I really should go back and get, like Dante's Inferno.
Yeah. I wish I had money.
Free Five, that's why you get the Switch version of Breath of the Wild, so you don't have to download a massive update, despite having a disc version of the game.
I like what he says, though, because this sums up to today's consoles. I miss the days when you could buy a game, go home, and play it.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of buying a game, having to delete memory, and then download an attachment to the game for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm tired of putting in a game 1 week and having to do another fucking update, and then a few days later having to do another upgrade after visiting that game again. I'm just like... Really? Like you guys can't
that's
get this
AAA
right.
Gaming for you.
Ugh. You guys think I'm joking when I say every time I turn on Killer Instinct, I have an update?
Yeah.
I'm not joking. Every time I turn on Killer Instinct, I have an update.
They're constantly doing balance tweaks and stuff for that.
Which is good.
That's a game. It's like, that's not just, we're constantly fixing bugs and stuff. We're constantly trying to keep the game current. We're adding, it's a little different with a fighting game. Fighting games are kind of exist, or like competitive games kind of exist in their own realm when it comes to that sort of thing.
Right.
Like with a game like like an RPG or something, which is really supposed to be like a standalone thing, it really should be feature complete when it arrives.
Yeah.
A fighting game getting updates constantly, that's not a bad thing. But I say that as someone who's been into fighting games since Street Fighter II came out.
I know. I'm not complaining. I was using that example.
Yeah. No, I was too. Saying, it could have been.
But as a fighting game, I don't complain about that. But
no,
I mean, every other game you have to install something.
I'm just saying,
Xbox,
like
you have to install most of the game. Like, why am I installing this?
No, I get what you're saying too, Breakman. I'm in agreement with all of you guys. Like the only thing is, like, I mean, times were a little simpler, like when you could just put the game in and play. Like, there's no way around it nowadays.
But then again, there were the Nintendo days where you'd put the game in and it wouldn't work, and you'd have to pull the game out, blow in it, like whack it against your leg,
fix
it, pick up the system, open the system.
Yeah.
There were also games like, you know, Secret of Mana and Final Fantasy VI, which had some really weird and game-breaking bugs in them.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
Secret of Mana, the Final Fantasy VI,
the Realm Paint glitch.
The sketch bug was, I mean, this Final Fantasy VI's original version, there's actually a 1.1 version when it got, you know, like a second print run. They went back and fixed a lot of that stuff. But the sketch bug in Final Fantasy VI, it did weird shit. And it depended on your party makeup, what you were fighting at the time. And like for me, like for some people, it would corrupt their save. Other people, it did weird shit to their inventory. Like for me, I can't remember what it was, but it gave me 99 Illumina swords, 99 Genji gloves, and I can't remember the name of the other one that let you attack four times. So I had everybody equipped with two Illumina swords and attacking eight times a round, you know, eight times a turn. So I was like, yeah, literally, I mean, I just like walked through the rest of the game.
Those kind of things are fun, charming bugs. Those type of things are kind of charming bugs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you,
I think you were talking about the offering or the gem box.
Was that the offering and the Genji glove?
Yeah.
I did that with Locke, and I gave him the Atma weapon or the ultimate weapon and the Valiant knife. So even if he was losing HP, he'd still do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But basically, once I had literally everybody with two Illumina swords attacking eight times per turn,
damn.
I was like, literally nothing in that game.
Hey, it's Kaz Omni Slash.
the only time it got bad, I had to do other stuff was if I fought something that was immune or took or recovered from holy damage, and I think one of the one of the goddess statues did, like with the really big one that like covered the entire screen, and I used the Vanish X Zone glitch on that one. It's not even a glitch; that's just what it was designed to do. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Like I think they purged that feature in the GBA version, though.
Maybe, but yeah, it's like if you use the Vanish spell, it would make you disappear and made you immune to physical attack.
Hmm. Yeah, but you're like super vulnerable to magic, though.
The thing was, in that state, X Zone and Doom spells, had 100% effectiveness. So, and it would work on literally anything in the game. If you could hit it with Vanish, you could hit it with Doom or X Zone and kill it immediately.
Yeah. Freak 5 says he'd rather have multiple discs than have this that he has to switch as he's playing than to download an update before he can play. Yeah, that's the one thing, man, that I wish they could.
Background downloads on the PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could just continue playing and then, do a download after, whatever.
I have my PS4 is configured to download stuff, in the middle of the night. Like, if there's any, I'm a Plus member, so, I can just set it up to do whatever, download stuff when I'm, when I'm not actually messing with the game.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of neat, and Freak 5, happy wife, happy life, bud. He says it's funny, when he mentions the bonus to his wife, he said she wanted, to buy a $100 floor scrubber. Oh, man, that's awesome. Freak 5 being a good guy is going to get his wife $100. I think he demanded his wife do the mopping, and he said he's going to get her a $100 floor scrubber. I think that's how it went. I think he's trying to frame it.
No, it started with him slapping her. She fell to the ground, and he said, "Bitch, stop crying."
Right, and then he got out the belt, That's what happened.
Awful.
That's what happened at Freak Five's
house. After he was done, he made her make a sandwich.
Got to lay down the law. I mean, that's how these things go. Freak
God Five, help her if she forgets the mayo.
Oh, don't forget the mayo.
Mayo's gross.
And a little bit of mustard. Don't forget that either. So, yeah. We're just kidding with you, Freak 5. More libel, Freak 5 says. He mops the floor, he says. Oh, so you're being selfish. I see how it is. All right.
Way to turn it.
All right, we got to go, guys. I know we started a little late, but we're running up against time here. Let's start with me. Our number started with me on plug. So not much to plug, just at RP Grinders. I know I stole the Breakman's. At Frank Branches, if you want to see virtually nothing from me, you'll follow my Twitter handle. And that's go see. Let's see, what was I going to say? There's a bunch of movies to go see at the theaters, man. I mean, take your pick. Go see Power Rangers. That's something MXT never would think. I've heard varying things about Power Rangers. So there you go. Go see Power Rangers. All right. Mug, you're next.
You can find me at same place as usual. You can find at Moya Mug, MoryaMug.
All right. Breakman. Your plugs.
You can follow me at RP Grinders, which I barely ever post on. I'm sorry. I need to do that more often. And you can follow me at Break _ Man, where mostly I just bitch about shit.
That's good, Ben. That's a good venting tool for you.
What is MXT saying in chat?
Power Rangers. Just go now.
Go shower strangers.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing shower strangers. I was thinking about doing
kid molesting shower strangers. Yes.
I was thinking about doing a like a impromptu GDP tonight, but energy level's a little low. But man, if you only would have said nice things about me in chat, I would have contemplated putting on some Power Rangers music and some other stuff. But then, oh my God, exile, son of a bitch. You did yours already. Eric, your plugs.
You can find reviews for sites I've written for games like Boston Bachelor Brigade, where the latest one up there this week is for Toho Double Focus. And there's also TotallyGN.com, HonestGamers.com, and VogNetwork.com. And I have a YouTube page, Funny T-Man. And you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
Yeah. Did I cut you off, Mug? Did you have anything else to plug?
No, that was it.
All right. And that's about it, guys.
MXT's wondering if you're going to do an LP of a Power Rangers game.
Oh, God.
Or is he asking me? Because I don't... the only ones I could think of that I could do are, like, one of the Game Boy ones, or the Game Gear, or the Genesis fighting game. I kind of don't want to do that one, though. But I'll look into doing Z-Ranger. Or Corey Ranger. That's what it was called. That's right.
Freak Fight says
Z-Ranger's the new one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, there was in the 90s, there was one that was called Jurenja.
All right.
Which I like to think means Jew Rangers, you know. They practice jujitsu.
Jujitsu. He's stupid.
I was thinking of Q Ranger. That's the one.
Go, Jew Ranger. Anyways.
Go, Yiddish Ranger.
Yiddish. Go, Yiddish Ranger.
Go, Rangers. Oi.
Oi.
Rabbi Zord. That's what they. Yeah.
Rabbi Zord. Oh, my God. You guys are awful. When did this become racist Grinders?
I'm not a part of this podcast.
Swine cradle.
Breaks like, I can get away with this, remember?
Breaks like, right, I don't want to have nothing to do with this nonsense. I'm with you, Break Man. I'm on the outside looking in. It's
I don't even know when I'll do my next LP. I got a lot of stuff I need to do first.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak Five says he got a request to fix an error. He looked at the error. We had an email asking us to put the particular document into a specific policy. Person who sent the original email was the same cunt who complained that it was in the wrong policy. Oh, my God.
We've in the last 2 minutes, we have just, we've insulted the Jewish population and women.
Dude, we're working on it.
What else? Who else is left? Who's next?
We're working on it.
How did the Jewish population?
There's Punjabi.
You're fine. You were able to do it, but then, you know, the other two.
Yeah. Speaking of Power Rangers.
Like, I have something to confess to you.
I don't really care. I mean, what?
What were you saying?
Power Rangers, Super Sentai releases rather than Power Rangers. Shout Factory is going to release Car Ranger, which is the inspiration for Power Rangers Turbo.
All right. Anything else, gents, before we leave the air and alienate the rest of our audience after this one's posted?
If your theater, or if there's a theater nearby, go see Your Name and don't see Boss Baby and don't see Ghost in the Shell because apparently they're crappy.
Peak 5 says, who said it was a woman I was calling a cunt? Because you're that crass and crude, Peak 5. That's, you know, that's, I just assumed. All right. Everybody, thanks for joining the chat. Dungeon Buster, Freak 5, MXT, Wyland, thank you guys so much. Welcome back, Wyland. You know, I want a quick shout out to Wyland. Thanks for coming back in, man. Glad you're here. Glad you're doing a little bit better. Keep us updated, posted on Twitter and all that fun stuff, man. That's crazy. But glad to see that you're back in chat, man. Back in full force. Be kicking Breakman's ass before you know it, man. Yeah,
I'm gonna go download that after the show.
You know, maybe Breakman should challenge Wyland right now. Maybe this is the only shot he's got.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Yeah. You can finally put a tick in the win column.
Yeah, Breakman, get on it, man. Challenge Wyland to a match. I'd like to see it recorded. That'd be really cool. If Wyland's up to it, wouldn't that be like we would razz Breakman from now until Kingdom Come if he lost to
Wyland. If he still couldn't win?
Oh, my God. It would be the best. It would be the best. I would love that video. I'm just kidding.
Losing with last show and shit.
I would get my ass kicked.
Oh, well, God damn it. Get last show and kick my ass.
Oh, my God.
Playing Street Fighter 3 and you're, like, third strike and, you know, he's playing 12 and you're playing Ken and you still can't beat him.
Exactly. All right, guys. Till next week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out.